Let's see if we can come to another Ramban. The very first Ramban on the Parsha is one of the series of Rambans that discusses Masa Ovo Sim Laban in a very practical way. The first Ramban opens up by saying, Baris Karti Ki Redes Yaakov LeMitzrayim Shugo Loseinu Hayom V'yad Achai Revius. Mitzrayim represents for us is a Masa Ovo Sim Laban for us. And he says it's Goloseinu Chayom B'Yanachai Revius. It's the fourth representation of Golos, what we call Golos Edom, Golos Rome. Ki B'nei Yaakov, right? Even though it's the first of the four, also, right? What were the four Golias? So Rome, Yavon, Babel, and Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim was both the first Golos as well as a Simon. Right? Some split up Babel to Babel and Modai, Paras and Modai. I don't think that's what the Ramban's doing. I think the Ramban's saying it's a double that Redes Yaakov LeMitzrayim. Shugoloseinu Hayom. Could be what the Ramban is saying, that that Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, that represents our Golos right now, as opposed to being in Mitzrayim itself. Why would we say that? Because Sefer Breishis and Sefer Yetzirah, according to Ramban, the Ramban points out in his Akdama to Shmos, Ramban points out that all of Sefer Breishis is the blueprint for Klal Yisrael later on. So what the Ramban might be saying is that Redes Yaakov LeMitzrayim, that this, what we've been discussing last week at the end of Vayigash and this week in Vayichi, the entry into Mitzrayim, that represents our entry into Golos Edom. Eim Mochashecha Nefeles Alov. Right? Eimo Hashecha Gedol on a fellow's olive. Good. Then he says an amazing line. He says, V'yakov yorad shom, kibinei Yaakov heimat smom, savavu riditam shom b'mchiras Yosef achiyem. So how do we know that this is the Golos that we're in right now? So this girsa, the different girsois, but this girsa is because Yaakov's children brought it about on themselves, Mechiras Yosef. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Golos via our own activities. Right? As opposed to, let's say, Avram, and Avram went down to Mitzrayim, which is the Maisa of a Simon Labonim for Golos Mitzrayim, right? How do I know that? Because the Ramban said so earlier, and because, for example, Avram came back Berchosh Godol, like we came back Berchosh Godol, or, for example, Paro got plagues by Avram, or he got plagues later on. So Avram's Mitzrayim is our Mitzrayim. And then we have to figure out that the Yitzchak's Yitzchak's Golos is Golos Babel, and Yaakov Avinu's Golos to Lavan is Golos Golos Yavan. And unless we argue that since Yitzchak did it, right? But the point that we're making now is that Avram was told to go to his Golos. He didn't bring it upon himself. He went there to Yisrael. Then there was a famine. All right. Then Hashem said, "Go." Right. When Yitzchak went to Abimelech, so he was forced down there by famine. Over here, it's true that right now they're going, but the way that the story unfolds for us is that we would have never landed up in Mitzrayim for any significant amount of time if not for Yosef being there. So therefore we brought this about on ourselves. Now how does that parallel with Golus Rome? No, what's the history? How did the Romans end up coming into Eretz Yisrael? If I remember correctly, was that? Yeah, but what did we do?
Historical fact?
Historical, yeah. If I remember correctly...
We challenged them, kind of saying that we were much more mighty than them.
Before that. The Hasmonean king split. Right? In Hyrcanus and Estrobolus. And if I remember correctly, Pompey was marching south. And I forget if it was Hyrcanus or Estrobolus, but one of them invited the Romans in to help him square his battle. So it was also, it was the dynasty of two brothers, and we gave Rome the foot in the door to have some measure of power in Eretz Yisrael. So that later on, when they took greater hold of their foothold, but we gave them the foothold. So that's what he's saying over here. I believe that's what he's saying. Rav Hirsch has an essay, parenthetically, where he develops this idea with the Golus Yavin as well. He believes that we invited the Greeks in to establish a gymnasium in Yerushalayim.
Maybe they're about to break Sinachina? So he assumes Sinachina was the cause of the Korban?
No, I think that's correct. I think it's correct, but I think that's correct. But this phrase, "Hey, Masvom Simba Viditam Shom Mchiras Yosef Achim," right? I think what he's pointing out is that we began the wheels of this Golus. I think that's what it means. This is there's more to this as well, because that it's rarely pointed out. But Yosef, the Ramban will respond in a moment. But Yosef also created the whole concept of Abdus in the Mitzrayim. At the end of last week's parsha. Let's go a bit weiter. So he says, "V'Yakov Yorad Shemim Neharo V'Chashav Li Natzelim Beno V'Bayis Ohev Lo Ki Para Ohev Is Yosef V'Kuben Loi." And Yaakov thought that he would take refuge in a friend of Yosef, in Romi ve'edem achenu hesibunu b'yaseinu b'yodam, we brought it about. Why? Ki korsu b'risim haromim, because we established a treaty with the Romans. Ve'agripas ha'melech ha'acharin l'bay yisheni barach aleim li'azara, we fled to them. U'mabnei ha'rov nilkadu anshe Yerushalayim v'agolus arach aleinu ma'od l'onoda kitzo g'shar ha'golius v'anachnu bo kimesim. Amrim Yavshu Atzmei Seinu Nigzeru Lanu. Right? V'yalu Oysonu Mikolo Amim Mincha L'Hashem V'yiyu Lehem Evel Kovol V'osam Kivoydeinu. He says, what's going to happen? Eventually, we will come up and we'll be recognized by other nations. V'yiyu Lehem Evel Kovol V'osam Kivoydeinu. And then there will be a tremendous outpouring of grief when they see who the Jewish people are. V'nachnu nira b'nikmas Hashem, yikimenu Hashem, yikimenu b'nechye lefonov. Right, so those are what's the outline that he has? We brought it about. Sinas Achim is evident in both situations. And we are just as, there's another parallel as well, is that we thought that it would be a short golus. There was a, right? Rabbi Kiva thought that Bar Kochba was the was the next Mashiach. So at that time, they thought immediately afterward, they did not imagine it was going to be what we have right now. They thought it was going to be, and they battled for about a century, just under a century. But Orchalano Agolus. And then we also see in this week's parsha the death of Yaakov. That means that we will lose. This is the first Golos that the person who was Nigla died in Golos. Avraham came back, Yitzchak came back, and Yaakov's first Golos he came back. This is the first time he didn't come back. That's Ki Orcholonu. That's the and that's the that Yaakov's plans were the ambiguity of the end of Golos. And then he says it's another important piece. The picture at the end of the parsha, who needs that picture? Who needs to know that there was so much covet given to Yaakov Avinu b'shas misasa? I mean, it's a consolation prize. It's suffer in Golas, and back to Golas. So we got a reprieve. We're able to bury the father in Merzal Chayla. What's the whole story at the end of the parsha? The many, many psukim. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Now, that is a measure of Geula. That gives us certain insights into where the Geula is going to be. So you'll ask me, Lani is died, you'll ask me, that's not such a great way to portray the Geula. Right? That Yaakov gets taken back, b'misosa, able kovet. I would suggest the following. I haven't researched it, but it's just a thought. Something to think about. There is a very frightening statement. I believe it's of the Behag. I believe. It's one of the Goyim who says that what's keeping us in Golos is that the Medrash says that when we will leave this Golos, all the nations of the world will say it's coming to us. We deserve this Geula. So I believe it's the Bahag who said, if we don't merit that kind of approbation, so Geula can't happen. In other words, if the nations of the world will say, they'll be shocked that God chose the Jewish people. Right? Rav Matisyahu Solomon put this in the context of if they see us as a even if it's a caricature and it's highly, highly exaggerated, but nevertheless, if the impression is that we're not a people of integrity, so that'll keep us in Golos. Because the event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind can happen. And if they're shocked that this is the people that God chooses, God's not ready to give us Geula. So we have to merit, we have to get ourselves to the point where, as a people, when we will be redeemed, the nations of the world will say, God got it right. He chose the right people. So that's what I'm wondering, if this picture of the Abel Kovid, as much as it is a statement of what's going to happen, it's also a statement of the Golos. Because just like when Yaakov wrapped up his own personal sojourn in Golos, there was an Abel Kovid for him. Right? So Kodesh Baruch Hu saying is that Abel Kovid Zelim Mitzrayim. There has to be this recognition. Al Kain Korah Shemoy Oval Mitzrayim Hashem Eber Yarnim. As when we Vayis Vidu Shom Mispein Godol, who needs all of this? Vayavo Ad Garin Ha'otan Asher Be'ever Yarnim Vayis Vidu Shom Mispein Godol V'Kovin Me'oyim Vayas Lavim Evel Shivas Yomim Vayar Yoshe Boy Takanani Seval Gurin Ha'otan Vayomo Evel Kovin Mitzrayim Al Kain Korah Shemoy Oval Mitzrayim Hashem Eber Yarnim. Who needs to know that? That's more. So it's conceivable that, to me, that the point of this is not only the kovet that Yaakov earned, but that's how that is one of the requirements for leaving the Golos. Okay, so that's the first one we want to make in this Ramban. This is one of a series, but you have to appreciate the extent to which the Ramban takes his thesis that Sefer Bereishis is a Masa Ovosim Lubanim. To the extent that we would say, Yaakov Bingham Mitzrayim, that's the beginning of the Golos. That's already not the Simon Lubanim, that's the Bonim already. The Ramban says no, and he's very rigorous about this. Sefer Bereishis is Masa Ovosim Lubanim. It's the blueprint. No, so what do you do with going down to Mitzrayim? We already had the blueprint of Mitzrayim from Avraham and Mitzrayim. He says, no, because the Yerida of Mitzrayim that's portrayed in Bereishis is the Golos that we're in right now. Okay, now let's see if we can work through the Baruch of HaMalach HaGoelos, see, because we say it all the time. So it would be important to have pshat. Number one, because it's important to know what we're saying. And number two, because it's the anything that you can increase the chances of chazara, it's priority of learning. So this is a chance of chazar all the time. Okay. Vayivarech es Yosef. He has his hands in Menashe and Ephraim. But the Torah says he's giving a bracha to Yosef. And the bracha to Yosef happens later on. Right? Ben Paras Yosef. So, but the Torah makes a point that he's giving a bracha to Yosef. Vayivarech es Yosef vayomar. Ho Elokim. This is the beginning of a Malach HaGoyel. This is where the bracha really begins. Ho'lekim asher's halchu avo yisai lefonov. Avon bibi Yitzhak. Right? That's the one. Which Ribbon are we talking about? The one that my father and grandfather served. Which one? Haroya oisi me'oidi ad hayom hazeh. No. Then we switch his channels. HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ro Yibirich HaSen Arim. What happened to Elikim? Asher Yisrael Asher Yisrael Chol Yisrael Lefonav Amim Yisuk HaKilim Ro Yisi. We always start with HaMalach HaGoyel Yibirich HaSen Arim Vikirei Vem Shmi Shigiv Ebrocha to Menashe and Ephraim Vikirei Vem Shmi V'Shem Avo Yisai Avom V'Yitzchok. So did Rashi say, "Malach haragil ishtaleach elai b'tzorosi." The Malach that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent to me in my difficult times, like Goyalisi, who's that was the Malach that he saw in Beis El. Malach haGoyalisi. So what's this whole introduction? So we would say that a malach is a different representation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Well, according to Rashi, was a malach at the beginning of every bracha?
Yeah. What happened? I'm sorry.
But he wasn't talking about the malach. He was saying Elohim was always with me, saying that was a bracha in your own self.
Malach Who's the Yivarech? The Yivarech is Elokim or the Malach HaGoel?
The way that Rashi just sounded was that the Malach HaGoel is a bracha in and of itself. The Elokim will always send the Malach HaGoel to the center of the world.
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, the Sisacham says the Malach doesn't have rishus to do it, so it has to be the Yivarach has to be from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Elohim and the Malach that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent,
should always be sent.
You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam who sent this malach, that's what you're saying. The Ribbono Shel Olam who sent this malach should give the bracha. All right, certainly is.
More should send it to you. That's bracha number one, and then also if you are bracha
number two. So the Svarna says, Hamtziva shamalach hagoyel oisi yivareches anerim im einar ruin livrechoscha bilti emtzoi. It's an or. His pshat is Kadosh Baruch Hu or hamalach hagoyel yivarech. Sometimes you get this as a bracha. If they're roi for a bracha straight, get it straight. Vayamalach, they should get vayamalach.
Can we suggest that when he says go with Kimashir Salah Hamtzai, he's addressing Hashem who has protected me and my forefathers, may you send the same angel who...
Right, so that's what Elisha is saying. That's what Elisha is saying. Could be. It's sticky. It's not, doesn't fit. It's sticky. It doesn't... We're missing a verb. But it could be. Could be...
The article translates
it. How does the article say it?
The article translates like that. It says, he blessed Joseph and said, oh God, before whom? And then it says,
right.
And then
semicolon,
may the angel,
Malach
HaGoel, may the angel who redeems me from all evil, bless the lands. May the angel who redeems me from all evil, bless the lands.
Right.
And may my name be...
No, see, that's not saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should send the Malach.
The way I understood it was in the first Pasuk, from the Pasuk by Baruch Yosef, that he's speaking to Hashem. By Yivarech, so he blessed Yosef.
Right.
What was the blessing that he gave Yosef? He said, "Well, Hashem, Hashem, please, he's addressing Hashem there.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, Hashem, please send the same angel that you've sent to me in
that's,
the past."
Yeah, I'm not sure that's. I mean, it's an approach, but it's an approach mitam adchak. So the Ramban addresses some of these issues. Let's look. Hatam ki levarech, and Pasuk Tesov, Hatam ki levarech es Yosef ba'avosoi oisoi birech es bonav. He's giving a bracha to Yosef. Out of love for Yosef, he gives a bracha to the children. But it's really a bracha, it's a bracha, it's his love for Yosef that compels Yaakov to give a bracha to Yosef's children, which he doesn't do for the other grandsons. V'yagid k'lehoye Yosef l'zera acher v'yiso kol v'rchosoy v'birkas elan o'arim. And it reveals to us that there were no other brothers, not the children, and the entire bracha that Yosef gets will be his children. His children's bracha. Oy sheikor v'shor bonav al shem acheyim will be v'rchosoy v'rchu gamem. Or as Rashi refers to earlier, Rashi says if there will be other brothers. Ramban says there could have been other brothers, but each one will somehow be included in the bracha of Menashe and Ephraim. Hu anochein b'yeinai, ki anovi omer melatcha sher lato achreim l'cho yiyu. Since he prefers there were other brothers, because that's what the Torah says, that if there will be other sons, they will be included in Asher Ephraim. And with Varla Yilareik, so why should there be anything that's said for no reason at all? Abol hoylin achrei chein bonim kidas unkle, shomu bonin, the Torah of Israel, v'yeg asher elarata, ovar b'moko im osid, kimo yishol akachnim en amari, v'rabim milvado. And it sounds like there were other children already, because Yaakov has to stress Ephraim and Menashe. So if there were no other children, Ubanecha, your two sons, will be like, why is he stressing the ones that were born before I came, Menashe and Ephraim? Apparently there were other children as well. Fine. Yachare ha-rav noldu le'oid banim acherim ha-kosu le'yatskir esam ki ein bohem tzorech. In other words, because they're going to inherit together with the Menashe and Ephraim. Now, what's pshat in the bracha? Yikare ha-navi or yikra ha-navi el elokei avoisov, as Ephraim was saying, he's calling out to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, "Mashalo hagdula v'agvura, va'osu imahem es hagdolos v'sanoyrois, v'yikra elokei emes eshu roya oisi me'oidoi." V'yitochen. Right, so he's calling out to Elohim Asher's Halcha V'Yisai Lefonov, that he says that's the Asher Lo Agdul of Agvura V'Os Himam Agdos HaNerois, and then Elohim Emes Elohim Arroya what's the Lashon? Arroya Oisi Me'oidi Adayoy Mazeh. Okay, we'll come back. V'Yitochen Shiir roi oisim gzeiras reyacha v'reya v'chol tazayv ki v'mbida hi sholim v'reyus v'amalach ha-goyel hu o'ayne oiso b'eis tarosay v'sha'om olo enoich v'kel v'eis keel v'shenemar olav kishmi v'kir boi v'lachin amar v'kir v'aretz v'arez emvur l'maskil. Right, now what's the let's just read one more line at the very end. Avoloinis yachalei hamida ad shuvah l'aretz avoysev neshe yoyis b'chutz l'aretz. Gam b'avoy shutzuch l'snayim lovan b'derech metalto v'einenu derech emes. So now what we get the sense from this Ramban, that as we've been discussing, that midas that Avraham had a certain, related to a certain midah. When we speak, and we discuss this in the Ramban Sheet, the Ramban is the one who was probably, I mean it's based on Zoya, but amongst the Rishonim, Lanidas Daiti is the one who developed this idea. This whole idea of Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvraham, Rambam is the one who said that is what's being taught to us via the pasuk in the end of Malachi, at the end of Dan Malachi, and Amos, I think. Amos to Malachi. Let me just look it up quickly. The pasuk teaching Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvraham. So the Ramban, as the Ramban explains that those are midos, and now we're explaining the Ramban based on the approach of Rabbi Dessler, that when we speak about Chesed LeAvraham and Emes LeYaakov, those are midos, those are forms of avoda. They are midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what Rabbi Bechai explains, that were exemplified by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And when we say they were exemplified, that means that the midah of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was exemplified, or that was the thrust of the avoda of Avraham Avinu. Marshal, we understand, just put into this to try to explain as best as we can. We understand that Avraham Avinu is the ikar avoda, so as we see it, was teaching, was spreading. Right? That's Chesed. That's the midah of Chesed. Doing for others, teaching for others. Right? Being a altruistic in one's Vedas Hashem. No, not coming up?
It's not in Malachi Ramos, but I'll do a search for all time.
Aye, aye. Tidin Chesla, Tidin Emes Liakab Chesla Emo.
Zacharya,
sorry. Okay. What, Perry? Okay, so that's the easier to understand. The midah of gevura, Rabbi Dessler explains, is the midah of growth through self-criticism, self-analysis, self-refining. All right? So no, that's a high item.
Sorry.
Two easy ways to do it, either concordance or get a sitter with Makurit.
Yeah, okay.
And where is it?
Micha.
Huh?
Micha.
Micha, right. Sorry. The last pasuk of Micha. Remember the last pasuk. Okay. Good. It's not so good when you mix and you confuse your treyos. It means you don't. Okay. So the. No. So what's the meat of Yaakov? The meat of Emes. So Ramban says that that's what's happening over here. Look at the pasuk. Helikim asher halchu avoyin say lefon of Avraham to be the what does it mean, the God that Avraham has observed? What do you mean? As opposed to what? So he's referring to the form of avod of Ayomer, the Rabbonu Shalolam, that was exemplified, the midah of the Rabbonu Shalolam, that was exemplified by Avraham, and it's like the midah of Chesed, the midah of Gevurah. The meat of Emes. Now, what's the meat of Emes? So, one aspect of Desla refers to the meat of Emes as being a meat of completeness, Teferis. So, that I do not fully understand. The meat of, I think, based on this Ramban, the meat of MS is the meat of loyalty. The meat of stick-to-itiveness. The meat of embracing and supporting and maintaining that. Why would I say that? First of all, because that's what MS and Emuna and the Emonos means. Right? Also in davening, if it's correct, this is what I'm saying now is speculative, if it's correct that as we daven, we then portray the various midos, so how does the Shemoneh Esrei work? Right? We say, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak Yaakov, Keil, Hagodol, Hagibar, Anoira. Right? So Chazal say, what's Noira? Noira, Chazal say in Megillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu stays with us despite our errors, despite our veering away from his, so that's Emes. Right? Then we go on to the next. Goimel chasodim toivim. No, it's Avraham Avinu. That's the meter. We're going through the meters again. Goimel chasodim toivim. Vekoine akoil. Gevurah is hard to work with. You're going to go. And then, vizocher chasdei avos. Right? That's the meter of loyalty. That's why. And then you see this Ramban. Now look inside the Ramban again. Yikra Navi El Elokei Avoisav. The Navi Yaakov Avinu calls, like we do in our davening, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoisav Elokei Avram Elokei Avoisav. He's referring to he's invoking the midah of that his parents exemplified. Asher lo yagadula v'yagavura. So what I would think that means is gedula is expansive, is Avram. Gevura is Yitzchak's mida of, that's usually referred to, is gevura, being able to persevere and keep one's eye and be focused. V'asa imoa mesakdeles v'senei rois. V'yikra, and then he invokes Elokei Emes. Asher hu roya oisoi me'oidi. What's Elokei Emes? In other words, the midah of Avraham, he doesn't have to describe Avraham v'Yitzchak kishehol chulufonav, but the midah of that he has exemplified, the midah of Emes. Where do we see that? He stuck with Rachel, even though Rachel introduced Leah. Right, and after Rachel left, then he maintained his commitment to each of his wives, right, and then he's forever torn that he did not bring Rachel to Kavura in Marsa Machpelah, and then he maintains his commitment to love, and despite the many many times that he has been cheated. So we see the midah of Emes within Yaakov Avinu. So he says, "Varei ki b'midah hi." So therefore, he has to describe it now, because that hasn't been. The midah that a person achieves only becomes as complete as it can be when the person leaves the world. That's why the Rashi says that we don't say Lekei Avram till Avram is Ptira, and Yaakov did not say Lekei Yitzchak till Yitzchak's Ptira. Except for once he equivocates, because Yitzchak is a Saginor, it's Doime Kemes. But the point that we're saying is, even though there's, you have to explain it, but the point is that Yaakov Avinu, we have not yet been able to formulate Elokei Yaakov. So Yaakov formulates it for us. And he says, Ashuraya Oisi Me Oida, he's always taking care of me. That's the idea of, that's Emma says, he's always watching over me. He is a Roya, that's the idea of constant, nurturing, watching over, protecting. Me Oidi Ada Yoimazay, never left me. That's the meat of Yaakov Avinu. That's also the meat of Teferis Lachar, because the close to the Vekus with their bone shalom. The Yitachain, and it's possible, Shiyah Roya Osim Bigzeris Reyacha Vereya Avichal Tazoiv. That it could be that Royce is not, it comes from the same root as friendship. And the Prosak he chooses is the constancy of friendship. Interesting is that Rav Shomshon from Lurish, who does a lot of this kind of entomological studies, so he says, goes the other way around. He says, the word for Reya is a friend because friends nurture each other. So he says that the reason why it's used for friendship is because of the, it's a sense of Roa. Ki v'midahi sholoim v'reyos v'hamaloch ha-goyel huwa oina oise be'es tzarosa. Alright, so again, what's he saying now? Ki v'midahi sholoim v'reyos v'hamaloch ha-goyel huwa oina oise be'es tzarosa v'sho'om lo enoche keel be'es keel who should nemar alav ki shmi v'kirvoi ha-reizim v'vur la-maskil. So I think what he's saying, that can't be sure, but I think what he's saying is that Hamalach HaGoyel is another form of the Mid of Yaakov Avinu. One is Haroya Yisrael, always taking care of me, and what's the other form? Then when I get into trouble, he helps me out. Right? Haroya Yisrael means he's nurturing me, causing me to grow, he's watching over me, he makes sure I make it to the he makes sure that I got the bracha from Yitzchak. But when I'm in trouble and I'm stuck in Laban's house, or when I have a problem with Shechem, or when I have a problem coming up with Esav, Hamalach Hagoyel lo yisi mikol ra. So it's the same meter. So that would explain why the psukim split, because Hamalach Hagoyel is really the Mida of Yaakov Avinu. So that would explain why Klal Yisrael separates the two psukim, because now the second pasuk can be read as a hemshich or on its own. Yaakov Avinu is invoking the Mida, the Midas of Avinu, much as we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So that's what he was saying. So the one thing that's disjointed is that Yaakov Avinu has two phrases for Lekei Yitzchak, for Lekei Yaakov, right? Not unlike what we do. We say Lekei Avram, and then we say, I believe, Hagadol. And we say, Gavil Chasodim Toivim. Right? And then we say Yitzchak, and we say again, Hagadol, Hagibor, and Koinei HaKoil. And then we say Yaakov, and again, Hanoira and Zocher Chazdeyovis. So that's what's happening over here as well. Only for Avram, he can use the shortcut, but for himself, he has to use a more expanded term because it has not yet been fully formulated. And then the Rav makes the point, and he says, Ba'al yaksha olam me'oidi ana yoimaze imma shekosagdu b'potu mizbachs v'achim l'keyovim Yitzchak. Right? And now you'll ask, but this is a stira against what we said last week. Because last week we explained that why does Yaakov Avinu, when he says he brings v'achim l'keyovim Yitzchak, so we said because at that point Yaakov had not yet fully grown into his midah. He hadn't perfected this midah. That's why we can't say l'key Yaakov yet. So now we just said, but what do you mean? But he already, Baruch Hu was already showering this midah on Yaakov may oily be arata. It's not a stira. Why? In Mashik Asabnu, ki may oily yen cheyu bederech emes. Avoloinis yachay lo yamido at shuvay lo oretz avoisav. Vimne yoyse mechutz loretz. Gam ba'avu shehutzrach lesnagim lova mederech basalto v'neno derech emes. So he says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was displaying this midah to Yaakov Avinu, or alternatively, Yaakov was already exemplifying this midah when he was young. However, as long as he was in Chutz La'aretz, we can't imagine that Yaakov completed any form of avodah, or until Yaakov finished with the house of Lavan. So in Lavan's home, he had to deal with things in a deceitful fashion. You know what he's referring to? The derech betaltel the ene derech emes. If you would tell me because if you would tell me what comes to mind, you would say, what do you mean? It's easy to find. I take out the brachos. He doesn't say that. He says, I'm Lavan. But in Lavan, he said, I was the best possible raya, right? Day and night, right? I didn't take a single lamb, and if any lamb was missing, I paid for it. So apparently, that's what Amitai is saying. Apparently, it must, and Lania's dyke, I think, can imagine that it's referring to when he strips the bar.
So Ravan's saying that over there.
I'm not aware of it. I don't remember. In other words, so now why was it derech? He didn't say it was a sheker. It was derech betaltol. In other words, the presentation, the way I would understand it, the presentation to Lavan was, we're going to separate the animals and I'm going to take care of these sheep and it's going to be highly unlikely that they're going to have any spotted or ringed ones. But if it happens, it happens. But then he actively went. That wasn't part of the deal. He didn't tell Lavan that I'm going to try to produce ringed and spotted ones. So certainly for the American mind, there's nothing deceitful over here. But it means for Yaakov Aminu's to be in the Madreg of MS and not to be and then to do something which was not part of the initial presentation. That's what it means. Derech psalto meinena derech MS. Right? That's I think what he's referring to. Because when you read the pasuk, it sounds like that. If anything, that you know, I wouldn't use the word that he cheated, but he may have pulled a fast one, so to speak. All right. So again, so what do we see? What do we see now? Now we see what's pshat. What's pshat according to Ramban is that Yaakov is davening in much the same way that Chazal gave us to daven. And Hamalach Hagoyel Simi Kol Ra Yivarech Esanarim, according to Ramban, is appealing to the midah. It's like saying Elikay Yaakov, Yikorei Vehem Shmi, V'Shem Avisai Avram VeYitzchak, V'Yigul Leroy VeKerev Horatz. So Yikorei Vehem Shmi. The Ramban says in the next pasuk, Omar VeAvram Shedikru Yisrael Al Shem Efrayim Kashem Nikrom Zera Avram Yitzuv Yaakov. That we will be referred to as Bnei Ephraim, Ben Yakili Ephraim, first the Klal Yisrael. Veinenu Nochain, Ki Akosav Omer Behem, Vinei Leinik Rosh Shem Menashe. Doesn't work, because when we ever refer to as Bnei Menashe, and it's Vikori Behem, V'ulai Ma'avor Sheyikru Beis Yosef. We will be references to us as being Beis Yosef. V'anochin sheyamoid zaram ushmom v'yishem avram v'yitzchak v'yakov v'nizkam em lo'elom. But the pshat is that it will be the names Shemi v'yishem avisai v'karei v'hem. That's the children of Menashe and Ephraim. Then they will always be identified as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That they won't lose. don't lose your children. They won't be lost from the nation. Now, what's always fascinating to me is Vidgula Rai Vikaravara, to understand that, that there should be a lot of children, be a lot, and they should all be identified. Rashi says that the choice of the Yidgu is Ayin Hara. Because fish multiply, but no one is ever jealous of the large numbers of fish. So there's a simit. It always struck me as very interesting that this should be, according to Rashi, this should be the, of all the things that was on Yosef's mind, and that his they shouldn't suffer from Ayin Hara. Other people will be jealous. So probably that's because of Yosef's own history. Right? Yosef, it's like when a person says that he should never have what he had. Right? Yosef suffered because they were jealous of him. Because of Ayin Hara. So when Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha, he says, I'll give you, this is the greatest bracha I can get. Your children, there'll be many of them, and you will not lose them. They'll be part of the Jewish people. And I guess he thought, and now I'm singling out Yosef's children above all my other grandchildren. They gave him a bracha, they shouldn't suffer from Ayin Hara.
I think it's interesting that we're saying now that he's given a bracha that people should not, I guess, be jealous of them or recognize the good that they have. But what we were saying in the beginning of this year, that about the Baha'i, that we have to be a beacon, a lot of light unto other nations.
Yeah.
They should recognize how great we are. It's kind of the blessing that Yaakov is giving right now is kind of preventing us from achieving that status.
No, so this is probably in physical terms, not in spiritual terms. The Yid Gula Roim is physically, and what we're referring to is spiritually. We also see that it's such an important idea that the Avos, according to Ramban, they grew into their Avodas Hashem. And it wasn't that they were always perfecting their form of Avodas Hashem. Okay, now, a few minutes we have left, let's go to the end of the Parsha. Excuse me, and let's see if we can pick up the very end. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayichal Yaakov letzavos. And vayitzavos some pasuk chavtes. Vayomer aleihem. Vayomer aleihem, ani nesaf elami, kibru oisi elam oisai elam arash v'stei efranachiti. Ba'amorosh v'stei amachpela, asher panei mamrei beretz kenon, asher kon arvam is a sodom v'yeis efranachiti l'chutas kover. Shama kover yat arvam v'yeis yorav v'ishtai. Shama kover yisus v'zir evka ishtai. V'shama kavarti yisleya. So the question is, why does Yaakov have to go through this whole discussion? So Ramban addresses some of these issues in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Mikne vayichal Yaakov letzavos es bonav vayesoif raglav elamita vayigva vayosef elamav. So I'm going to focus on this pasuk because the Ramban introduces certain ideas that we often refer to, and if we have time, we'll look at Rabbi Shemel's comments that are very they're extensive, but relatively extensive. What happens? Vayichal Yaakov letzavos es bonav. Vayesoif raglav. So Rashi says he brings his legs up. And then we have the following, right? Vayigva vayosef el amov. So Rashi, the famous Rashi, umisale nevra. Ki Yaakov avinu loy meis. Right, so we don't understand what that means. That's what the Gemara itself says. We don't understand this because the Gemara says, "Vayachantu arayfim Yisrael." Right, they buried him. So ma pesher advarim. So the Ramban, Vayigvam Vayyasef, Vayigvam Vayyasef, Vayigvam Vayyasef as Amav. Vayyasef, El Amav. Umisulay Nemrubay Ramaseinu, Yaakim Elay Veis, Loshin Rashi. Uledas Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Yaakov, Hizkir Misam Vyatzmoy. Hine Nochi Meis, Vayikim Imachem. Right? So the question is, you look back, the beginning of the parasha, and Yaakov Avinu says, right after Hamalach HaGoyel, right after B'chol Yibrech Yisrael, Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef, Hine Anochi Meis, Vayomer Kim Imachem, Meshiv Eschem El Eretz HaBeiseichem. V'ulai lo yadahu b'nafshay. Right? Or it could be that Jacob didn't know that he was never going to die. He thought he was going to die. Oshal yimrotzu l'seis kovid l'shmai. He didn't want to take that kind of covet for himself to say, by the way, you know, I'm never going to die. V'chein v'yiru achei Yosef ki meis aviyah. So what does it mean? But it says a few psukim later. Right? 16 psukim later, it says, Yosef ki. So how can you make such a big teram, a huge chiddush, a huge yisoy, le meis? Because it doesn't say, it does say. The brother said some this. It says, ki lehen meisu. Oishala yonu heim b'zeklal. Maybe the brothers didn't even know this, that Yaakov didn't die. Right? Kilhem Mesu. As far as they were concerned, he died. No, but still, still don't understand what's the Rambam getting at. They did bury him. Right? So the Ramban says, V'inyan ha-medrash hazeh, but what's the pshat of this medrash, the explanation of this medrash. In other words, it reminds us that physically he died. He died, he was repaired, they did chanita, and they buried him. All right. Elamai, the Chazal is saying, but something didn't happen to Yaakov, you know. Something which he either was not aware of, or something which he didn't want to share with them. There was something which didn't happen to Yaakov, you know, which the brothers either were not aware of. What was that? Ki nafshois ha-tzadikim tzirorois b'tzorachayim v'zo t'cholfeif olov kol ha-yoyim lo'yveshes levushas ha-shoni sh'lo'yiv sh'tena arvumo ki Yaakov oi t'slavesh li'itim z'umonois v'yuman en yinazeh v'mesech t'n'shabesh v'mesech t'n'suvus. Right? Interestingly, he said the Ramban does not say v'amaskil yovin. He doesn't say derech soid. Doesn't say derech remez, right? Maybe he thought it was so obvious over here, he didn't have to spell it out, right? But the reason that I want to try to attempt at understanding the Ramban is because we use these phrases all the time. We say tzorah nefesh, tzorah chayim. We talk about the neshama being mechayif kol yom, right? So let's see what Haver Shavel elaborates on some of these ideas. Right, so but the Ramban's point is the idea of Yaakov Meis is not in the physical world. The physical world, he left this world, right? But there are different ways that the neshama, the different ways that the neshama endures and persists. So that's what he was referring to. The neshama reacted and had a different journey than most neshamas have. So Rabbi Shavel, in the very first piece of here, says that there are many discussions as to what the Ramban means. He says there are several could trace him. And there was the machlokes as to what the Ramban actually meant, and he points it out where it came, it was described in a certain journal called Tarbitz. Toiref advarimu, the upshot of the discussions in this Ramban is the following. That there are three madregos that the Neshama goes through or can go through. The first madrega, and what are these? These are all three madregas in Tehei Nishmosai Tzuruba Tzura Chaim. I think that the way that we should understand it is along the lines of the Ramchal, that the ultimate goal of all existence is that the neshama should go back to that the neshama should ultimately have dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? And that's called the nafshei tzurubas rachayim. That element of dveikus, which is what we strive to accomplish in this world. So Ramban says that there are three different madregas in the concept of dveikus for tzurubas rachayim. So what are those three levels? So the first one is Bo'elam Hazeh. Right, the first one is that the neshama should get some recognition in this world. That's Aleph. Bo'elam Hazeh. Sh'ti nafshom tzurur b'tzurachayim. In other words, that there is a measure of dveikus that a person can achieve in this world. Dveikus is not only in the Olam Habas. Ultimate dveikus is the Olam Habas. Unending dveikus. But there is a measure of dveikus that a person can achieve over here in this world as well. A measure of closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Olam HaNeshama is number two. The second Tzura Chayim is after the Acher Meyev Esrim, when the Neshama leaves the physical world and then comes to another spiritual world. And number three is Ba'olam Abba after Tchias HaMeis. So that's the first point that he makes, that the Ve'inyan HaMedushki Nafshois Hatzadikim Tzurus B'Tzurachayim. So Rishavel continues. Ki b'derech klal Hatzadikim. Sorry, I'm missed the line. Right. B'derech haklal Nafshes Hatzadikim Achrei P'tira Asan Deveikos B'Tzurachayim Mitoch Himatzan B'Gan Eden Shal Neshamas. So the first Tzura Chaim is the first one that he's going to discuss right now. The first one is in the Olam Hazeh, but the first one he's going to discuss right now is in the Olam Haba, but before it's Tchias HaMeisim. So Neshama zu, but Yaakov Zavina Neshama was different. But to learn about Olam, she techoyfe for love kol ayoyim, choyfev el tzadik tov shalom about Olam hazeh, be yoyse choyfev so love be kivroi ol oy al kivroi. So, ki anafshoyz hatzadikim tzuruos b'tzorachayim, right? And the Yaakov Avinu's neshama was a little bit different. The very end of the page up here. Shehu lavash ha-pe'er shela bo'el ha-neshamais. Shatishar aruma v'cheiro ye'inyin Yaakov sh'neshmasa b'lvush sh'el yoin. Nish'aru chayfefes olav v'chein romzu al zed emir chazal al chachomish nishmosim nislabsho le'itim ezumonois v'nirasu v'lvush zeh levoy olam. The neshama was the, again, we have a hard time understanding this, right? So, and what have we said so far? That the tzora chayim is the vekas, right? So Yaakov Avinu's neshama was different, in that, according to the way that the it's portrayed over here, is that his nesham was different in that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to sometimes take on a gashmistic appearance. And that's what you're referring to, the Itim Mizumonis Venirisabul Vushzeb Luboyalam. Right? And that's Baram Shri describes in the next piece as well. Let me see if we can find another phrase that will help us out. Right, this he says it again over here, and then okay, then in the next phrase, the next paragraph, the Cholfeva Mekulim, he quotes a piece from the Rebbeinu Bechaya. Losh Rebbeinu Bechaya, Inyan, Deroshus Chazal, Sheyakov Leimeis, Ki Nafshu Shal Yaakov Hoysa Merachefes, Al Gufoi, Tomid, Lesokev, Kiddushosai, Ki Shor, Nafshu Sadikim, Sheinam Medrega Kiddusha, Kamo chozos the shor shanalikron. The kaven sha'olu la yerdu aval Yaakov the kedusha soy. The kedusha is gufa yomal la soy. He's a napshay oile viyeredis. The koyach agorla ze ain a nimtsu rak le kedushim. Asher the eris de chidi. If it's a yichidea doris, can we know a kodesh? So the again, the Ramban's approach is that what distinguished Yaakov Avinu is that his neshama didn't go back to where other neshamas go back, right? That other neshamas, once they leave this world, they go back into Elam Emes and they are zoicha to their or Eloki and their devekas. Right? Yaakov Avinu, number one, even though he achieved a certain measure of devekas in this world, by the time he got to the Elam Emes, so there Kadosh Baruch Hu determined that the neshama. I have no idea if it's either or if it's both. But the neshama would still have access to coming back into this world, right? So that is we often speak about that, to cross the lines between the physical and the spiritual. So that is something that's easier to do because the rules of the physical, the rules of the spiritual are diametrically opposed. The world of the physical is limited, is not abstract. So when one crosses those boundaries, then that usually means that a person is often would mean that if Kadosh Baruch Hu allows the neshama, I don't know, higher or lower levels of time for you to say, but just like the Rabbonu Shel Olam on occasion accomplished the idea of tzimtzum and crossed those boundaries, right, which is not supposed to happen. That's why. The father of Shimshon said, "We're going to dine after having hilo your aniya odom v'choy. It can't be. You can't have 2 feet, 2 different worlds." So Yaakov Avinu's neshama apparently was allowed. So even though you'll say, "But that's a lower level," no, that's already more like the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So when we use the phrase "tehei nafshu tshubas v'rachayim," it means the neshama should earn its dveikus. It's the ultimate goal. When we say that Yaakov Avinu leimeis, so again, there's a lot more to read over here. You have a chance to finish up the Ramban, but the basic idea is that Yaakov Avinu was allowed that with the measure of the vegas that he achieved, so the stira between the physical and the spiritual did not apply to Yaakov in the same way that applies to most people. That's Yaakov Olay Mesa. That his neshama was not relegated only to the element of neshamas. Apparently, he had ability to be in the element of neshamas, and he had that tchuna of the, his neshama as a tchuna that is able to cross the boundaries. That's the Rebbeinu Mechai discussed. If you have time, read some more of the of Rishavel's commentary. Okay.